We're marching for a number of things. We're marching for women's rights, and we're marching for humans' rights.
And reproductive rights, and healthcare rights, and disability rights.
Affordable Care Act, Planned Parenthood, women, minorities.
I'm a person of color, so it's important that if there's any discrimination, whether, you know, be against women or against minorities, then, you know, I'll support those people.
As an Alaska Native woman, there's so many things in tribal work at the federal level that also affect my family, the region, the community. How can I not be a marcher?
We're with Beverly Hoffman, Bethy Whalen, Julie Carpenter, Hubert Ngaiek, and Mary Pete in the Bethel Cultural Center as they prepare in a group of about 10 for the coming march. Butcher paper covers long lines of tables. On top stand buckets of black paint, pencils, and multicolored markers. Quickly, letters begin appearing on neon pink, green, and orange poster boards. Beverly Hoffman drops an armload of wooden stakes on the ground. The tips are spray-painted bright orange and stapled with reflectors.
These are stakes for our K-300?
Stakes for the K-300. And Myron generously let us borrow them in case they need them again. They'll work perfect.
Myron Inksman is the chairman of the Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee. The mid-distance sled dog race is also happening this weekend.
If any dog mushers see it, they can follow us. Yeah. But might not get them to the finish line, but all right.
Can you do me a favor and just read off some of these signs?
Ikaduk, right to choose, do the right thing for all. We, the people, are the government. I like this one. Ginkakun. Is that
Through love.
The Bethel March is happening Saturday at noon. Marchers will meet at the Cultural Center, walk to the Bethel Native Corporation building, and back. Temperatures are forecast for 24 below. Awesome. Anyone is welcome to be part of the march.
Physically putting your body somewhere and showing other people that you care enough to get out of the house is important.
I think all these numbers eventually add up to making a statement.
It's a way of physically being in the place that allows you to voice your concern, and you're not sitting in front of the TV yelling at it. You're actually doing something about it.
This is not the end. We're going to continue.
Preparing for Saturday's Women's March in Bethel, we hear Bethy Whalen, Julie Carpenter, Renee Athanas, and Mary Pete. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.